When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Alex here, and you're listening to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. Today is Saturday, April 24th, and I'd like to start with a disclaimer. I own this stock, so I'm a little biased, but the earnings report was stellar and the entire street thinks so. And I love what's to come with this company. So today we're going to talk a little bit about what I see moving forward for this company and why it's my largest long-term position. Stay tuned. So this stock, AT&T, beat market analysis on all three accounts, right? In earnings, total revenue, and subscriber growth. If you look at the chart, AT&T is one of very few stocks that haven't bounced back even from the 2020 fall, right? A lot of stocks have been reaching all new record highs or at least have gotten back to where they were pre-pandemic. But AT&T is still really low compared to its pre-pandemic level. So the street really wasn't expecting much for this stock. But let's look at some of the numbers, right? They added almost 600,000 new subscribers, where their rival Verizon lost subscribers during the same time period. Now, this is for the cell phone service, right? For their cell phone subscribers, their paid subscribers. So they added 600,000. Verizon lost subscribers during the same time period, and that's their best net quarter add in 10 years. Right? 10 years. And they're now beating those numbers, which is incredible. They added 2.7 million HBO subscribers. Now that puts them at 44 million for HBO Max and 64 million for both HBO and HBO Max. Now, Netflix only added 4 million compared to HBO's almost 3 million. Now, granted, Netflix already has 208 million, but Netflix is also international. HBO Max is not international, so for them to add 2.7 million just in the U.S. and a few other places and not be fully international with their best platform, which is HBO Max, is incredible. So when they do go HBO Max international in the future, that's going to change the game for that platform. And they should be doing it sometime this summer. They're also prioritizing cash. So I went through and I actually read the transcript, or at least halfway through the transcript, for the earnings call. They're prioritizing all the cash that they make, right? The net revenue, the net amount of money they make. They're going to take that money to pay dividends first, which is why I love them as a dividend stock, right? Best dividend stock so far, right? Or by far, because they have a high yield and they're dedicating the front half of their cash to paying dividends first, right? And then they're using that second half to pay down debt, right? They produce a lot of cash, this company. Even though they have a lot of debt and people kind of harp on them for having this debt, they produce a lot of cash, but the prior management didn't do a good job keeping down debt and they made some investment decisions that weren't the best for the company at the time. So this new CEO is prioritizing, obviously, paying dividends, right? But also reducing that debt and using that cash inflow to, again, not take out any more debt, but to kind of circulate and do their own content creation and increasing their platforms and just different kinds of investments, right? They're trying to do that internally without taking out further debt, right? So they're just trying to pay down debt, pay dividends, and do investments internally. They also mentioned the word growth a bunch of times in their transcript, again, which is a big deal because you talk about a company that's been around for so long, right? It's been around for so long, and they can still talk about growth, right? If you're reading the transcripts for a lot of companies, old-timers, IBM's, Coca-Cola's, maybe Procter & Gamble, J&J's, I mean, they might be talking about it now because they realize how necessary it is so they don't fall into that deflationary state that we talked about. Well, at least that Kathy Woods has been talking about with a lot of old time companies that don't focus on growth as much. AT&T is so focused on growth, and they made it clear in their report, and they're also focused on dividends, right? A lot of companies are just focused on dividends. They're focused on growth and dividends. Now, when asked, the CEO, when he was asked if they're trying to replace Netflix, he simply said he's just trying to meet customer needs and provide value, right? And we talked about this in the two episodes ago, right? When we talked about why Warren Buffett hates tech stocks but loves Apple. To hear a CEO speak with an understanding of the infinite game, right? Not trying to beat Netflix or let's beat Disney Plus first and then aim after Netflix. They're not trying to say, let's beat Verizon or let's beat T-Mobile. They're just trying to create and provide value and to meet customer needs, right? The fact that they saw 5G as being such a desire for customers, they are doubling down on 5G. So there's a bunch of things that AT&T is doing that is very clear that they're trying to focus on improving the customer experience within their products, right? Within their ecosystem. Now, they're obviously not like Apple where they can control every different part, but they can do, they're doing internet, right? They're doing internet, they're doing cell phone service, they're doing 5G, they're doing content creation and streaming, right? So a lot of streaming platforms weren't doing content creation and streaming before. Now, ever since Netflix has started creating content, they're creating content in-house using their WarnerMedia production crew or element, I guess. And they're creating original content as well as using the content that they already have the licenses to from back in the day. So, I mean, that is just incredible to me. We all know how important streaming is. We all know how important content creation is. It's already established how important cell phone connectivity is and internet speed, but they're also playing into the gaming, right? They're trying to create more fiber connection, which again is best for gaming because it decreases the latency and the input delay when you're playing games. So a lot of gamers may even move from an Xfinity and move into AT&T. So there's a lot of growth opportunities for the stock. So when I say best dividend stock ever, and I'm bugging you on a Saturday because I do want you to pay attention to it. I'm not saying buy it or don't buy it. It's my heaviest long-term position, so I don't care what anybody does, right? I already have a sizable seed in the company, and I like where it's going. It's going to go up no matter what any of us does. But I want you to at least keep an eye on it because it is a very good stock. It's very cheap compared to a lot of dividend stocks out there. It really hasn't run up from its lows. It still held its dividend, which is a 7% dividend is not easy to hold, especially during a pandemic. They held that 7% dividend and they've committed and doubled down on it in their recent earnings report. So great yield, cheap price, lots and lots and lots of growth potential, and a stable cash flow coming from their telecommunications and their growing content creation platform. There's a lot there. So I really want you to check that out, and I want you to hear about it, and I want you to be, again, completely honest, that it's my biggest long-term holding, and that I do believe in the stock. So, if you don't have any long-term yet, check it out. If you do, high five, and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Hey, so I have an announcement. The options course that I've made is almost here. I'm doing some finishing touches on it. I released it to a very small group of people to get some feedback so I can fine tune it before I give it to you all. So the two most important things for you to do this weekend are to 1, sign up for the newsletter by clicking the first link in the description. The second issue is going to be going out at the end of next week. And 2, listen out for the link to the options course if you're ready to learn how to trade options. Enjoy your weekend, get some exercise, have a great time with loved ones, and get ready for a huge week of earnings. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well, and remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.